认知现代神学第十九讲第九章希望神学对希望神学的批判。每一位保守派的基督徒都会看见莫特曼所犯的显著的错误，而且他的伦理观可能展示出一些的恐怖的情景。 Number one， 第一点批判。Though Moltmann is critical of many of the New Orthodox concepts， 虽然莫特曼对很多新正统神学的概念采批判的态度， He works from the presupposition that theology of the word is the only appropriate designation for dialectic theology。 他的前提是上帝的话的神学是唯一对辩证神学适当的称谓。 In fact, as Barton has argued, he carries Barton principles even further. 事实上，正如 Barton 那一位年轻的路德宗的神学家要证实的，莫特曼把巴特的原则带到更远的一个结论。 Bart had transcendentalized eschatology through his use of the historiegeschichte dialectic。 巴特透过使用他的历史和超历史的辩证来将末世论超然化。 Moltmann has simply carried this polemic against an objective realm of history one step further。 莫特曼呢，再进一步的把这个争辩呢带到一个抵挡任何客观的历史范围、历史境界那个层次。 Now rejecting even the already of history for a view of history swallowed up by the not yet。 现在拒绝连 history 一般历史的已然都拒绝，取代换来的是由那个未然还没有到 not yet 所吞灭的一个历史观。 If Barth's presuppositions tore away the possibility of any real correlation between history and faith， 我们若说巴特的预设把任何历史和信仰之间真正的连结的可能性拆毁的话，Moltmann's have torn away even the possibility of history itself。 莫特曼就把历史本身的可能性都拆掉了。 The Kantian dialectic which Moltmann rebels against in Barth has turned upon itself。 莫特曼反对巴特的康德主义的辩证，但是这个辩证到头来又吞灭自己。 Number two， 第二方面的批判。 Though Moltmann drapes his theology in biblical idioms of eschatology and resurrection and consummation， 虽然莫特曼用一些圣经的词汇，例如末世论和复活和最后等等，来包装他的神学，His system is far more indebted to Marxism than to Christ。 他整个的系统被马克思主义影响多过被基督所影响。 And here again, the congeniality of the notion of dialectic which forms the heart of Marxism would find points of contact with the dialectic concept of truth forming Moltmann's new twists onNew Orthodoxy。 我们再一次看到辩证这个概念与莫特曼是一气相投的。辩证是马克思思想的核心，那么当莫特曼在新正统神学上再加功夫的时候，马克思的辩证概念就和 穆特曼的啊，他的辩证的真理观就找到了接触点了。So, Moltmann's first book is an exercise in dialogue with the German atheistic Marxist Ernst Bloch. 因此，穆特曼第一本书是与德国的无神论马克思主义者 Ernst Bloch, B-L-O-C-H 的对话。And his second book makes it abundantly clear. 他第二本著作呢，就很清楚地证明 that the dialogue has obviously been a two-way one. 这个所谓的对话是双向的。In the exchange, Moltmann may have learned as much as Bloch. 在这个概念的交换中，穆特曼学到的不会比 Bloch 学到的少。Number three, 第三方面的批判。Moltmann's view of eschatology loses its biblical center. 穆特曼的末世观没有一个以圣经为基础的中心。That center, 末世论的中心 is the coming of God in Christ to save his people. 乃是上帝在基督里来到拯救他的子民。When Jesus died and rose again 1900 years ago, 1900年前耶稣死和复活的时候， The last days began. 末日开始了。使徒行传二章十七节，希伯来书第一章第二节，约翰一书二章十八节。One day, when Jesus returns on the clouds of glory, 有一天当耶稣驾云荣耀的降临的时候， The consummation of the last days will take place. 末日的终结就会呈现了。But one does not find Jesus Christ at the center of Moltmann's eschatology. 但是穆特曼的末世论的中心并不是耶稣基督。It is a man-centered system. 他的末世论是一个以人为中心的系统。Man looking toward the future. 人看未来。In that sense, 从这个意义上来看， critics have wisely indicated that Moltmann's ideas might better be called futurology rather than eschatology. 批评他的人士呢，很智慧地指出，穆特曼的概念可能应该被称为未来学，比末世论更加的恰当。The goal of Moltmann's future is not the full manifestation of Christ's glory. 穆特曼的未来，其目标不是完全彰显基督的荣耀， but the building of utopia on earth. 乃是在地上建造乌托邦。Number four, 第四方面的批判。To Moltmann, the kingdom of God is ushered in by politics and revolution. 上帝的国，根据穆特曼的说法，是透过政治和革命所迎来的，所引进的。To the Apostle Paul, 根据使徒保罗， The kingdom of God is and will be ushered in by the proclamation of the saving power of Jesus Christ. 上帝的国，不论现在或者将来，都是借着宣讲耶稣基督拯救的大能而引进的。使徒行传28章30节到31节。To Moltmann, that kingdom is a tangible earthly reality. 对穆特曼来说，那个国度是一个能够接触的属于地的一个现实。To Christ, it can be entered into only by faith in him. 对基督来说，要进入到国度，唯有借着相信他。约翰福音三章第三节和第五节， And it brings peace, not revolution. 而天国带来的是和平，不是革命。罗马书十四章十七节。Number five, 最后第五方面的批判。Because Moltmann builds on the philosophical axiom that time is the substance of reality. 因为穆特曼的 哲学前提是时间乃是现实的本质。He must rebuild God himself to fit that narrow concept of reality. 他必须重新建造上帝自己来迎合他的狭窄的现实观。The future becomes not merely an unknown quantity to man. 未来现在不仅仅对人来说是未知数。It becomes also an unknown quantity to God. 未来对上帝来说也是未知数。God, according to Moltmann, no longer exists from eternity to eternity. 根据 Moltmann 呢，现在上帝不再从永远到永远存在的。He exists only in the future, propelled along by the movement of time. 他现在只在未来存在，由时间的前进来推动他。At Mount Sinai, God said to Moses, I am that I am. 上帝在西乃山上对摩西说，我就是我所是的，或者我是自由拥有的。Moltmann will not let God say that to him. Moltmann 不会容许上帝对他这样说。End of chapter 9, 第九章结束。Chapter 10, 第十章 Theology of History, 历史神学的神学学派。In the late 1950s, 在1950年末 what many feltto be a new theological emphasis began to be heard in the theological journals of Germany. 在德国的神学期刊里、啊、人们可能看到一个新的一个神学的侧重点。The emphasis could be seen in the doctoral theses of such new young scholars. 这个重点可以从一些年轻的新的学者们的博士论文所看出 as UrichWilkens, W-I-L-C-K-E-N-S, now professor of New Testament in Berlin. Wilkens 是目前是柏林大学的新约的教授。Rolf Rendtorff, R-E-N-D-T-O-R-F-F, now professor of Old Testament at the University of Heidelberg. Rendtorff, R-E-N-D-T-O-R-F-F, 目前是海德堡的大学的就业教授 and Klaus Koch, K-O-C-H, now teaching Old Testament at the University of Hamburg, 现在在汉堡大学、讲授就业。But the center of the new circle, and the man who gives it its most systematic form, is a young professor of systematic theology at the University of Mainz, Wolfhart. Wolfhart,Pannenberg, 但是整个圈子的中心人物把这些的概念系统化的乃是在 Mainz 大学的系统神学的教授 Pannenberg, 潘能博1928年生 referred to in its initial stages at the Pannenberg circles. 起初这些人物被称为潘能博的小圈子。It has increasingly been called the theology of history or the theology of resurrection. 逐渐的被称为历史的神学或者是复活的神学学派。There are still those who associate this circle closely with the work of Moltmann and the emerging theology of hope emphasis. 目前还有人把这个小圈子呢与莫特曼和希望神学连接起来。下面是简和杯我们的作者的看法。Now, certainly, Pannenberg and Moltmann share many concerns in common. 肯定的是潘能博和莫特曼有一些共同关注的事。例如 A renewed interest in the relation of history and faith. 重新的关注历史与信仰之间的关系。A desire to orient theology to the future. 愿意看到神学以未来做导向。And in particular to the resurrection of Christ. 特别神学以基督的复活 为导向。 A strong attempt to break away from the existentialist emphases of Bultmann， 强烈的试图脱离布特曼的存在主义 的特色。 But although these men have written little about one another's arguments, it may be premature to place them in the same school of thought。 但是虽然这两位学者没有彼此的论到另外一方的要点，若说他们是属同一个学派，言之过早。For while there are areas of agreement， 因为虽然有一些事情上他们是同意的， There are also some sharp differences， 他们之间也有很重要鲜明的差异。Moltmann is by no means as interested as Pannenberg in grounding faith in history。 莫特曼完全不像潘能博那样子对把信心植根于历史那么有兴趣。 Faith according to Pannenberg relates itself to the past， 根据潘能博，信仰是要和过去建立关系的。 According to Moltmann， 根据莫特曼的 Faith relates itself to the future， 信心是与将来发生关系的。 Not to the God who said， 不是与那位曾经晓谕的上帝发生关系。 But to the God who will say， 那是与那位在将来会说话的上帝建立关系。 In this sense， Moltmann is still more deeply tied to Bultmann than to Pannenberg。从这个意义上来说，莫特曼比起潘能博来说是更加的深深的与布特曼连接起来的。 Both speak of the centrality of the resurrection for the Christian faith。 莫特曼和潘能博都论到复活对基督教信仰的中心性。 But Moltmann disavows any interest in the bodily resurrection as irrelevant， 可是呢，莫特曼呢，完全对身体复活不感兴趣，认为是无关重要的。Whereas Pannenberg recognizes the historical reality of the resurrection as crucial to New Testament Christianity， 可是呢，潘能博认为复活的历史真实性对新约的基督教是有关键性的重要意义的。It would also appear that Pannenberg does not share Moltmann's more recent emphasis on relation between eschatology and Marxist patterns of social revolution。 我们也注意到潘能博并没有莫特曼那样子的在近年来呢强调末世论和马克思的社会革命之间的关系。下面是历史神学学派的五方面的要点。 Number one， 第一方面的要点。 Like Moltmann， Pannenberg is insisting on a return to the basic question of history and faith。 潘能博与莫特曼一样，坚持要回到历史与信仰这个基本的问题上。 Boltmann's dissolving of history into individual existence is attacked by Pannenberg。 潘能博抨击布特曼，说布特曼呢将历史融化到个别的存在里面。 As an attempt to flee into some supra-historical harbor supposedly safe from the critical historical flood tide， 这样做呢，潘能博说就表示布特曼试图要逃奔一个历史以外的一个的安全港口，逃避这些批判历史性的洪流。 Not only this， 不但如此， But even Barth is criticized， 连巴特都被潘能博所批判 For hiding his theology in a harbor of prehistory， 因为根据潘能博呢，巴特 把它的历史藏在前历史或者我们所说的超历史的港口里。One critic has said that the theology of history is the first theological school to emerge in Germany within recent years that is not in one form or another a development of the dialectical theology of the 1920s. 有一位评论家这样说，历史神学的神学学派是近年来在德国浮现的第一个学派，它不是在辩证神学，就是1920年代的辩证神学学派上所发展出来的。This statement seems inaccurate. 这样说法似乎是不准确的。But it does indicate Pannenberg's intent to separate himself from a dialectic pattern of history and Geschichte. 但是他指出，潘能博的用意是要离开辩证神学的历史与超历史的模式。According to Pannenberg, 根据潘能博 the claims of Barth and Bultmann for kerygma without history is a meaningless noise. 巴特和布特曼宣称要有一个所宣讲的信息却是没有历史的 kerygma without history. 他说这个是毫无意义的吵闹。The preaching of the word of God is an empty assertion if it is severed from what really happened. 宣讲上帝的话语若与过去真正发生的事分隔的话完全是空谈。Faith cannot live from a kerygma detached from its historical basis and content. 信心所宣讲的信息若是与它的历史的根据和历史内容分隔的话，信仰是不能靠着这种的信息而活的。And this, according to Pannenberg, is precisely what Barth and Bultmann do. 根据潘能博的说法，巴特跟布特曼恰恰就是在做这件事。By severing history from the kerygma, they sever faith's lifeline to truth. 当他们把历史与所宣讲的信息分隔的时候，他们就把信心从他在真理里的生命线分隔了。我们下一讲继续来讲对莫特曼的希望神学的批判。